My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Overtime. We are so lucky. We got college football, tackle football, right before us. Bama, the Badgers, 7-3, tied up, getting going. Always good to hear from Mitchell. And we got Patrick out in Orange. Our lines are lit. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We can chop it up this hour before we get to our guest on the other side, Kevin Sheehan, will be joining us today as well. He's a part of this lineup that is kind of crazy card properly. But, Patrick, what's on your mind?
Hey, Doc, you got me there?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
All right. So, hey, the last caller got me real steamed up, and you said the right thing about being a warrior, and I called in because I'm a combat veteran and I'm still in the Army.
My man.
And I've gone through 3 back surgeries, and a lot of people told me, hey, maybe you should hang it up. I still got something left in the tank. And more specifically, when you're out there with your men, you're not fighting for yourself. You're doing it for the person to your left and the person to your right. And only a warrior can understand that. Less than 1% of the country will serve in the military, and even less will get a chance to play football. I played high school football, and that prepared me for being a soldier. So what you were saying, spot on, Doc. Keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate you, brother. And I try to say it in a way, and I'm not bragging, because some of it, you know, is we've been hit on the brain. But it's a feeling that you can't match it in any other walk of life. There's no other job that you will ever feel the way you feel about your brother. Is football. It's armed forces, it's EMT, police, fire, rescue. It's these jobs that are so dangerous that you could die at work. And I think that's one of the key components, is that it's that dangerous. I feel the same way about people that work with chemicals that are dangerous. There are people that go to work and cannot even think of not being in the right mind, because what they do is that essential and it's dangerous. And there is a bond that's developed with that. I mean, there is. It really is. And I knew that watching this guy, because, and I'm not bragging, I'm saying some ignorant things that you've done, that I've done, that medically were not sound, but you didn't even ask anybody. You just didn't even consider not doing it because the guy on your right and your left and the guy behind you. And that's something that you carry with you for life. And that's why, and I always use the firefighters, that's why they're my favorite example. And because their camaraderie, you know, sleeping there, cooking together, being on call, hearing an alarm and racing out to a strange location, a stranger's house or whatever, and risking your life or going in to save a child that's screaming, or somebody you don't even know. We never care about the nationality of the people that we're saving, the gender of the people
absolutely.
That we're saving.
Yeah, absolutely not. You never. Know, we have a saying, it's whenever you've got to go into a dangerous situation, you know, you revert back to your training to handle difficult situations. But I'm not asking if someone, you know, I'm not asking what political party you are before I go in there and do my job. I'm not asking if it's a man, a woman, black, white. None of that matters. What matters is my job.
That's right. And we're lucky to have a chance to be in that space and to feel that way about people, especially at work. If you have that kind of, if you get a chance, if you're one of the lucky ones that gets to work in an environment that you care that much about the people you work with and work around, and you have that kind of camaraderie, you are so lucky that you're not in a hateful, backstabbing, snake in the grass behind environment. And we've all been through it in phases or whatever. Yeah. So we get to do this when it's about sports. You know, instead of this time.
I think what Tua is going to do is take the same mentality you and I have, and he's going to come back and he's going to compete at a high level because he's cut from that same cloth.
I agree. And Patrick, you be safe.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
Be safe. Thank you, man. God bless. The thing about us is that metal, and this is what our profession. I mean, you know, very few. You might not be able to get rich at this, but I'll tell you what. The connections and the fact that we at least have a format that if people are honest and utilize it for what it's meant to be utilized for, and that is an open expression of your opinion, there's nothing wrong with it. As long as it's respectful and you respect it. And that's what we do. Because everybody has a right to their opinion. It doesn't mean you're right. But you do have a right to the opinion. And the beauty about sports is that we don't have to agree upon the techniques that are utilized, but we do kind of like to want to agree on the results. We have got to figure out how to get a better results on the finish here with our product. And our product is pro football. Cool that we drop our guard and we get excited about the old alma mater. You know, if your school gets its teeth kicked in and you don't care, I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you.
My school don't even have a football team. That's the worst.
Well, yeah, but you have favorite teams.
Yeah,
I really feel bad for people that don't have favorite teams. That when a score comes up, every time the score comes up in whatever sport it is, I cringe if my team loses. And when my team win, teams I like win, I smile. It's endorphins. It's a good feeling. You know how you deprived you are not to have a horse in a race? That's one of the things I love about the gambler, guys who wage. You get to have that adrenaline. Why do you think it's so addictive? Because it feels good. It's great to have your fantasy team and to have your players going. That's why it's so popular, because it puts you in on a group. You're part of something, and it's cool to win at it. That is absolutely awesome. It is. It's a drug, man. It's a beautiful thing. And now the leagues have all gotten smart, and now they put it all into one thing. So now if you get access to what you like, you can make some money on the side. You can also lose it. But if you lose it and you can afford to lose it, and you still had a thrill in the process, what's better than that? I mean, it's great. Doing the thing you like to do, you get a charge out of it. Hey, man. And it's legal? Hey, man, knock yourself out. Go for it. I think it's fantastic. But what I can't tolerate is losing year in and year out. And that's when it comes to where we are now as a group, fan base. And now we're trying to turn that corner. And it's fun. Look, how many games you're going to win? You have no idea. Nobody does. But it is cool. And I get it. It is cool. Well, maybe Sheehan. Sheehan has an unfair advantage because I think he really does kind of know. But it's fun. And he'll join us today. And we'll be able to ask Kevin how he does it. Here's what I know. Nothing matters until you win the first one. We got to get that first one. Then the clock starts. And having lost five in a row in this town, man, that mountain, it starts to bury you. But you can dig yourself out because we did it. And these guys can do it too. But I love one thing they have, and that is Tell the Truth Monday. Tell the Truth Monday. Now, they got a lot of like sayings. They got a man, they're very creative. But if they tell the truth, so they did that on Monday. They told the truth. Now we're going to find out if Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the way through the week, did they not only buy in, but what are the results going to be like? Because we got a lot of people that they talk a great game. Now we're going to find out, can they translate dialogue into action? And then making the plays at the right time. You know, you can be too aggressive. They call that jumping off sides. They call that unnecessary roughness. So it's not just being a craved idiot. You got to do it the right way. Then we can't turn it over. That's why this is the greatest game on earth to me. Because it's so complicated. And it requires so many people to do their jobs all at the same time. So we're going to find out. And it don't start till we win. We got to get that win. And then momentum to me cannot be developed until we win. We have to win. It ain't about how many catches somebody gets, how many yards. That don't mean nothing to me until we win. And we win, then we start keeping stats. There ain't no damn stat worth keeping if we lose. So we got to do that. And then our stadium. Are we going to take the stadium over? Will we have more fans than the opposition? We have work to do. We have to overcome some things that have happened here. And then the process will get going. Metal, he's the guy's a future Hall of Famer. And God knows what he's doing. He does so many, you guys can't see. I wish you had a camera on him while he works. Because he does so many different things.
I juggle a lot. That's true.
No, he does. He's a juggler. And have you had a whale sighting so far today?
Yeah, yep. He's over there. I see him across the hall right now. Yep.
And when we say the whale, and the beauty of it is that everybody knows what I'm talking about. He would be pissed right now because he would say, why you got to call me the whale? Everybody knows what I'm talking about. So it's not just me. It's that everybody in listening land knows exactly who I'm referring to right now. And the whale is in the building. And I look forward to him tomorrow.
You're doing the pregame with him tomorrow, too.
Are you doing pre and post?
I'm doing pregame. I'm not doing post. I'm doing tomorrow morning. I'll do countdown to kickoff with Earl Forsey.
Earl.
And then I'll go into the pregame. And then I'm doing the Mystics game. So I got three things I'm doing. Three
shows.
That's
just normal for you. That's just normal. Yeah, that's normal. Yeah. People say that. They go, Metal. I said, who's word? They said, Metal. I said, I knew it. I said, he's, that's just called a normal shift. For others, it'd be called a double, it'd be called a triple. We just call it, it's just Metal's shift, his normal shift. But no, the whale, it'll be good. Burgundy going Earl. I love it getting his, and I don't want to wear him out because he's, like Russell, he's in demand, but I love Earl, man. Earl is...
Earl has the perfect energy for a game day morning, I will tell you. No he question. Is great to wake pro. Up to that in the morning. And because there's some days you're like, oh, man, it's Sunday morning. What am I doing at work? But I'll tell you,
Earl Forsey,
working with Earl makes it worth it, man. That guy Earl. Gets you up and psyched for the game, you know?
Yeah, and it's just, and, I, and I'm going to probably lean on him. I hopefully get to win. But if it doesn't work out, I'm going to have to, I got to lean on my guy, one of these Saturdays, because he is just, we'll get a little bit about his pregame thoughts. This really is big. It's big. It's winnable. Not all games you play in this league are winnable because some people just outflank you with talent. Like the Jets and the Niners, I effed up big time on that because
I thought that was going to be a lot better game than it was.
Yeah, but I went against my own principles. And it wasn't about AAA Ron, nobody else. It was about the two tackles. And the common denominator in this league, believe it or not, outside of quarterback, to me is not corner anymore, it's rush in. I used to think the trigger points in the pro football team is the quarterback, to corners and rush ends. Now I go quarterback, rush ends, corner. Because you can actually zone up and do some things to avoid the fact that you may not have a great cover corner.
I think blindside tackle's got to be on there too.
But even if it's not, I can put the tight end, the back, I can roll, I can sprint away. I don't have to be 7 steps right behind the center. I choose to do that. I can sprint. I can roll. I can do a lot of different things. I don't have to do anything. The standard. But when you saw Bosa and the kid in Cleveland and Parsons, they wreck in Pittsburgh. They wreck the game.
Yeah, it's you're talking about Watt up in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
They wreck it. They wreck it.
Yeah, it's like a wrecking ball just coming through that offensive line.
But that's my whole point, though. But there's only 4 of them, 4 or 5 at the most, out of 32. Do you think the quarterback well is empty with only 10, maybe, worth a damn? This rusher? 5. Maybe. But when you have that, it's a game changer. Yeah, it alters the game. So those are the pressure points. Now, we talked about all these guys we brought them, whatever. What? Boom. Danny Buss are great. So they got to be better to even have a semblance of being an outstanding team. You have to get more pressure off the edge. And if the shoe fits, wear it. You got to wear it. But you ain't going to bust no grape if you don't get more pressure. They had some nice pressure. Nice doesn't cut it. Baker Mayfield pimped you. And this goon, he's run against you well. These are facts. It's not what I'm making up. These are facts. Put that in your pipe. We'll take a break. We come back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And contest it. That'd be great. I challenge you to that. And all I'm trying to do is figure out, how do we win the game? Because all I'm interested in is winning the game. So let's put together our own game plan. How do we win the game? Back in a moment.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-636-1067 is the MGM National Listener Line. You know, you can always keep up with us. This app, and I brag on it, probably not enough, but the Odyssey app, always live, free, great coverage. You can pick and choose where you want to tap into. It's if you don't want to hear the whale give out his email address 700 times, you don't have to listen to all of that. You can just go right to the appointment part of a Q&A that you like, and bingo, you're there. It's pretty interesting. I like it. To the lines we go. Trey in Alexandria. Trey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, I know we're talking about, you know, how we're going to win.
How we win tomorrow,
right? Yeah. So, you know, I think we need some, you know, that internal pressure. You know, our secondary, man, ain't the best, as, you know, we already know. So, I think that rush, that penetration is going to be, you know, key, you know. And on the offensive side, I think wrong play action. Yeah, I think that play action is going to be big for us, too. So we got to implement that in the game, too, on the offensive side.
No, I'm feeling you. I thought the run game was favorable. I like our backfield. I think it's one of the strongest rooms on the team. And when you have a quarterback that is that, he's a legitimate run threat. And I'd like him to be more of a threat than a guy that runs as much as he ran. But the first time out, I'm not surprised by that. It doesn't surprise me. He'll get more comfortable. And I think that is what they got, what they deserve. You can't convince me that if he doesn't play that third preseason game at home for just a series or a drive or two, he would have been a little bit more comfortable.
I just don't know
how you get better not playing. I'll never believe that. I'll never buy into that. Appreciate the phone call. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And we get a little, thought we broke up just a little bit there. Let's see if we can try to get a better connection with Charlie. Charlie, welcome to Overtime.
Hello, Doc.
How are you, Charlie?
I'm
off to a great day, man. I'm as good as the weather.
Excellent. Well, it's a little warm today. I'm recovering from laying cinder block in my backyard 2 days ago. I wrecked my body, but I'm coming back.
You slipped?
No, I didn't slip. Laying cinder block, putting down a foundation.
Manual labor. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, that's the only kind I know. Anyway.
It ain't bad.
I want to answer your question, and I want to tell you something real quick.
Okay.
They win the ball game by pass rush, and running the football, and I don't mean Jaden Daniels running the football. And no, I'd be telling that team in the locker room, look, everybody's talking about they've dominated you lately. Those games are ancient history. We're playing today. We're going to flip the coin. We're going to play ball, and nobody knows how it's going to come out. Forget that stuff that you hear, whatever. And if they're pros, they will. Run the football, dominate, and pass rush. Make, what's his name, mortal back there instead of letting a mundane quarterback beat you. The second thing I want to tell you, do you know who Joe Schmidt was?
The name sounds familiar.
Well, I sent you and JP and B. Mitch a poem I wrote about a month ago now. You probably never got it for some reason. I didn't get it back in the mail. But it was a bleep year when they do Bleep Year Thursday called Father Time is Undefeated. So I wrote a stanza, and then I started listening to great athletes that I grew up with, you know, as a kid. And Joe Schmidt was one of them. Joe Schmidt was the LT and the Ray Lewis and the Ray Nitschke of his time. He was a contemporary of Ray Nitschke and Sam Huff. Joe Schmidt was the model for the modern linebacker. There were no middle linebackers before he started. He was drafted by the Lions in 1953.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
In the seventh round. And nobody thought he was going to be. No. He wasn't big. 6'1", something like that. 230 or something. Of course, back then, that was sizable for a linebacker.
Yeah, that was big, yeah.
But if you had seen him play on the Detroit, a dominating defense back in the 50s, they won three NFL titles, two of them against Jay Brown. That tells you something right there. And the great Cleveland teams of the 50s. But it's another sign to me of my great heroes passing away. He was like 88, something like that, which puts him right in there with the other ones I talked about. I tell you what, I saw him play many times. Great, great player. When I went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, there's plaque was right there, deservedly.
Now I remember exactly what you're talking about. You're right. Yeah, it is. They were the standard. It was upon a time. Yeah,
they were.
And And people think about that. I remember when the Paper Lion came out and Alex Karras, and you think about all on the West Coast. And that was a period of time that they were very popular. And then if you didn't have a favorite player that was with them at the time, you just didn't know them. Yeah. And then for them to rise from the dead, that's what gives me encouragement, because if they could flip the Lions, then anything's possible.
Yeah, the Lions went into the doldrums after those great games in the 50s and early 60s until recently. Those people have suffered, but I tell you what, in the 50s, early 60s, the Lions were the team to beat along with Cleveland. They dominated the NFL. And the Rams were good back in those days, too. They couldn't beat those
with the white,
teams.
The blue and white Rams, the blue and white
God.
Color, yeah.
Roman
That's
Gabriel
good stuff, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for, man, you know, it takes you back in your memory, but for some people that are among that age group, they go, oh, yeah, I remember that vividly. I mean, it's perfect. Always count on Charlie, man, to keep us on our toes so we don't get complacent. So we'll take a break. Don't forget, top of the hour, Mr. Ken Harvey will join us, and I can't wait. Defensive players see the game completely different. I can't wait to get his assessment of what he saw defensively and how we can correct what he didn't like. Stay with us right here on Overtime. Welcome back to Overtime. 106.7, the Fan, Team 980. And, boy, we really do appreciate the BetQL folks and guest hotline and providing our access to our contributors, Lamont Jordan. We're going to be joined by, and we're joined by Donna Hopkins, Mr. Ken Harvey, top of the hour, and then the coach, Kevin Sheehan, is going to show you how to make a little cash, as he does best, better than anybody I know in the business, and who he likes and why. Silver Spring is our first stop here. Oscar, welcome to Overtime.
Hello, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. So I just want to talk about Giants game. Earlier this week, they were asking if this was a must-win game. I think it is. And, you know, whether it's a blowout, you know, like it should, but even if it's an ugly win, you know, we have to make Daniel Jones uncomfortable, because too many times he's smoked us, and I just hate to see it, because, you know, you see him play against, you know, with all due respect, but the Vikings defense, they're not the best defense, you know, and I won't believe that they're a better defense than us. So I hope DQ cooks up a good game plan, and we can get a win, you know, have him nervous, because, you know, all it takes is a little bit, man, and he's like a deer in headlights once you get that little bit of pressure on him. So
yeah, if we can do that. That's, you know, we had a little bit of pressure last week in Tampa. They didn't get him down to the ground. And the thing about it looks like it's chaotic, but it's a controlled rush. They have lanes. You got to be where you're supposed to be. I think it is orchestrated that they and the coach wants to get them to escape where they want them to escape. I don't think it's helter-skelter. I think they have a design. They know what they want. And certain guys didn't hold up to it. And it's okay. But it won't be okay if it happens twice. You know, what people got to know that there are consequences for failure. And as long as you make that very clear in team dynamics, you'll be okay. Just don't blur the lines. Like, we're here to support you, we're here to help you, but this thing, it's not about you getting paid and we not getting results. That's the problem around here. We've been paying these bags and getting nothing or very little for it. You have to convince the team that the only way they can remain a team is to win. Otherwise, they'll be in different places and on different teams. Because we're not going to just stay pat. You know, we're not going to just keep the same people here just because. That's what's been happening around this place. That's why it stunk so bad. You know, the only reason the team should be intact is because they win. That's the only reason we keep everybody together, is because it's a good group, it's cohesive, and it has proven that it works well together. Why on earth would I keep the same group of people that don't win? Why? Why?
I tell you.
It, I know. It's just the damnedest thing. I've never been able to figure it out. And then I keep saying to myself, well, why are you so hard on yourself? They fire everybody that they damn near hire around here. And until we get a group that earns the right to be retained, we're going to just be paying for nothing over and over and over, listening to all this crap over and over and over. And I'm, for one, I'm sick of it. And I do believe
this new regime should be the one to turn it around.
I know.
Though.
I agree. I agree. Hopefully. I hope. Appreciate the phone call.
Hopefully.
Awesome.
Yep,
nice,
no problem,
nice job. So all we can do is say, I hope. I mean, they're qualified, and don't give them a short leash. I'm going to give them a whole runway because this doesn't happen. It was so bad. Here's the thing you realize. It's like they bought a house, had it inspected, but now they're pulling up the floorboards. And they pull up the floorboards, and they realize that it's roach infested. They didn't check it. It's hard as they really should have checked it. So now you just don't cry about it. Just go in and get the people to get the roaches and stuff out and move on. But you can't build on top of that. You got to gut it and then push start. Whatever you got to do, you got to do it. But you cannot put perfume on a pig and then fake us out and say that you got Miss America. Fairfax is our next stop. John, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc, man. Great show as always, man.
Hey, John.
Always.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, look, I was just wondering. I thought it was ironic, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but Tua ran into Hamlin, and Hamlin is the guy who had the heart attack a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, with Buffalo. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
with
the same guy. Yeah, he came back there. Yeah, he came back, got cleared. Yeah, this year. He was cleared last year, but he's starting a guy this year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you talk about a warrior, okay?
Yeah.
And like you said, mere mortals like myself cannot understand, because everybody was saying when he had that heart attack, his career's over, he should quit and everything. That guy is back out there, man.
Of course he is.
You're right. These guys are warriors, man, bottom line. And I just thought it was ironic that Hamlin is the one that probably made that collision, which gave him that concussion pretty bad.
Yeah, man, it's like the lifeguard. Not everybody's qualified to sit in there in that chair with that floaty around their neck. You earn the right to be qualified to be a lifeguard. You're trained.
That's right.
To differ. You ain't some fan that's sitting on there sticking a hot dog down your throat and somebody say, help. You don't run in there to help. Hell, you can't even help yourself.
Yeah.
These are people that are trained. I love it how.
They're the best of the best.
Yeah, guy, 35 pounds overweight, sitting there been talking about who he going to save. You can't save yourself. These are different people. That's why I go, what would you do? Hell, I can't even imagine, because I have no idea what it's like to be that guy now.
Yeah, but you know what, Doc? One of the things I appreciate about you is that you, too, are a warrior. You're not the same warrior, okay?
No,
that you
I'm
want,
former.
Okay?
Former.
But you are a warrior, and you have greater insights than most people. And it was great to meet you several years ago at the old quarterback club. I don't know if that's still around anymore, but it was great to meet you back then, and I've been listening to you, and you do a great job, man. So, look, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to bring that subject up, that Hamlin is back.
Yeah,
he's the heart of that guy.
He's the heart of that guy. You know what? And Tua may be able to do the same thing. may have to take a few weeks off of it, may have to get medically cleared, but I just want to give them their respect, as I do the EMT, the medevac people. They're even at a higher level. They're flying off helicopters after a major wreck on the Beltway, and they come in, man, boom, knock it out, clean it up. Look, we got some badasses in our culture. Now, we don't give them the attention we give athletes, but we've got some people that solve some problems and do some incredible things. And all I'm saying is that if you are one of those people, then how you make decisions about your future is far different than the rest of us. So all I was saying is hopeful that we give them that respect to let this man work it out his way, and he'll figure it out. And all I'm saying is that it's if they clear him, in my opinion, if they clear him, he's back in the saddle. Now, if he decides to run again, I do think you will see him slide feet first.
Absolutely. He'll learn how to do that.
Yeah, that's about
Look, man, appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Thank you, John.
And look, hey, you're right about this culture. I happen to be a former airborne paratrooper who served overseas a couple of times, and you're right. We've got some pretty tough people around here, and it's just great to see warriors on the field.
Man, that's awesome. And thank you for your service. I don't know how you could jump out of a plane. My son, oldest, he jumped out. I go, what goes through your mind before you decide to jump out of an airplane?
Well, you know, you don't look down. you just jump straight out.
All right. Well, hey, man, you crazy as a road lizard to me. I'm going to tell you, heavy metal, could you see yourself jumping out of an airplane?
I'll never do it. Nope.
Nope. You, dude, I don't even barely want to fly, let alone jump out of an airplane. You got to be out your mind. I'll tell you what, John, you were a highlight today, brother. You just got that. You got that Golden Mike Award right now, because that's a great call, because you've been there, you've done it, and we thank you for your service.
And thank you, Doc. You take care.
You got it, man. Bye-bye. All right, good deal. Let's go to break on that one. That is a good one. I'll tell you what. That is fantastic. You know the beauty about today? We have not had to tolerate Big Tony. I just knew he'd ruin today's show since the Steelers eked out a win. But so far, we've been Steeler-free, and that's a good thing. We'll be right back. Ah, the weather. Mother Nature's been very, very good to us. Today, they say, well, that means it must be followed by a monsoon. That's what will happen probably next week. That'll be good. Shout out to Brother Carpenter. I know he's relieved now that the Wolverines seem to have found some tracking, scoring some points, and may even win a ball game today, which would be good. You know, this Florida State start and Florida State story, Memphis up at the half, 13-3. This is going to be one of the biggest stories of the first half in college. And it just shows you that you never really know.
I feel like Deion Sanders is like, yes, I'm glad that this story is about them.
Oh, it is saving him and Colorado.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, and it's like, does Deion have to really be able to coach? Well, it's clearly that his presence has no impact on the outcome of an offense. Well, then, as a coach, is you just hire people. But the people that he's hired, it appears they don't have any impact on the outcome of an offensive game plan. Would that be, is that fair?
That's what it seems so far, at least.
That's fair. And so, I don't care how many celebrities you have there, and they're all pretty much Hall of Famers or Pro Bowl players, but you need somebody that can coach.
And you think he's still going to be there once his kid gets drafted?
I can honestly say that I have no idea.
I almost feel like this whole Colorado thing is just a stunt for him to get his kid a higher draft position, you know?
Well, his kid is so good, he didn't need to do that. His kid would have been drafted the same out of HBCU.
Well, maybe. You get that spotlight on it from a bigger team like that, and he's definitely brought a spotlight to Colorado, you know. So,
yeah, but he's still been one. I mean, the Travis would have been even higher. I mean, they could play. Here's the problem. We're still talking about, I'm looking at schematics. They don't run, they have no a semblance of a running game. See, I can get it. They said it here about Washington. Well, they don't pass block. Okay, well then run. So if a guy's not a great pass blocker, he should be a pretty good run blocker then. You can't be in the pros and not do one or the other semi-well. Are you telling me you can't pass block and you're not run block? Why are you on the team? How did you get on the team then? That's my immediate answer to that. Don't tell me what you can't do. Why aren't we doing what you do well? Period. So that's always been my thing. So I watched Colorado for about a quarter. I cannot watch a game that long. They're pathetic offensively. It makes you throw up in your mouth. And they're up against other games. The only way I can watch a Buffalo match is if they're the only game in the world on. But if they're up against other games, why would you stay on their game? Oh, it's just, what is the scheme? What is the idea? Then you say, oh, well, no, they're really good defensively. Well, really, they're not.
Yeah, I know. That's the other
really
issue.
Really, they're not. Yeah. So what are they good at? They're good at raising money. They're good at making money. Okay, and that's a gift. The Dallas Cowboys are the best example in the world at that. They're really good at making money. He gave them headlines, and they win a lot of
getting attention. Regular that's season the other games. They're good at getting attention, you know?
And they, but they're the owner because he's Barnum and Bailey. He's the best. He's the best. We talked about it.
Well, in a world full of influencers, you know, getting attention is a
commodity. What did we say? He'll have them signed by the first week. Why don't he do it now? Because he loves the attention. Yeah. And it works. They buy gear. They're the number one grossing team in the world. And they haven't won us a game of significance in 29 years. What does that say about their followers? Dum-dums. And who are they? All of us, for the most part. How you like us now? To break we go. Mr. Ken Harvey, an absolute animal, joins us in the next hour.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.